expressed on 1360 KHNC are entirely those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of the Excursion Broadcasting Network.
Greetings. Welcome. The Present Truth. I'm your host, Rick Rodriguez. I had mentioned, I don't remember, maybe 3 months ago, that Vladimir Putin might have cancer. He might not be in good health. Well, there is news out of TASS or Tyler Durden. I'm trying to think of the name of the website. But Tyler Durden, he's mentioning that it looks like there is a successor to Vladimir Putin's presidency. And he's one of the generals. I'm trying to find his name. But I had mentioned that Putin was ill. And it may be that he is. So this is big news. It really is. I feel that he's 70 years old, and he could stay in power with a good health for another 3-4 years. And but this man is very sharp. He is already considering his successor. The successor's name is Sergei Kiryenko. And I'm pretty sure that Putin would make sure anybody that would succeed him in the presidency would be like-minded and would have a background very similar to Vladimir Putin's. Everything Vladimir Putin has done, a general would be right in line with Putin's philosophy, his objective, the knowledge of the history of Russia, be aware of the secret societies that have always been at war with Russia. He's familiar with what happened. This new general would be familiar with what happened after World War II. The United States and Russia were working together to fight Nazi Germany. Henry Ford, I forgot, there was a gentleman that came in and reminded me that Henry Ford, we were helping Russia. Henry Ford was actually helping build vehicles in Russia to fight the Nazis. So we were assisting Russia. And what happens is eventually after the war ends, America now, we turn on Russia. Russia becomes our great enemy because Russia had proven they were determined to make sure Hitler would not reach Moscow, and they became a threat. They have been a threat. They've always been a threat. America's tried to control them. Henry Kissinger has worked diplomatically with Russia to control Russia, to make sure that Russia was harnessed by empire. But Russia broke the harnesses when Vladimir Putin became president. When he was given the presidency by Boris Yeltsin, and then he did win the election initially. Then there was Medvedev, who won the presidency for one term, and Vladimir Putin has been president ever since. The general that will replace Putin is like-minded, and also he is, I'm sure, extremely aware of the plans of the unipolar one-world government operation headed up by the United States of America, forcing European nations to a great degree and NATO nations to go along with the program. Now, in the book of Revelation chapter 17, the empire that would rule the world at the very end prior to Christ's return, the leader of this ruling empire, the leader who rules the empire at the end of the world, it says that it's clear that empire completely controls and rules the Western Hemisphere. Because eventually, this beast will have to give power and authority to other nations, and that for 1 hour or for one purpose, to in a unison destroy the United States of America. It's right there hidden in code in Revelation chapter 17. Empire is ruled by the coming beast, or we call the coming Antichrist. He will give authority to other nations, and jointly they will destroy a great harlot in chapter 17. And the Babylon the Great, the two are the same in 17 and 18, America. So the coming administration eventually will destroy this country. They're trying to destroy it ahead of time through the non-elected president, Joe Biden, and they won't accomplish that. We'll be back in a few minutes. We'll continue. Vladimir Putin is considering who his successor will be. We'll be right back.
You can buy gold just about anywhere in the world from all kinds of different dealers. So why do you use the Patriot Trading Group?
20 years of service. Just like that. A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau? Just like that. Lowest prices? Just like that. No solicitation? Just like that. Buying or selling? Just like that.
For all your gold and silver needs, call the Patriot Trading Group at 800-951-0592. Just like that.
Did the fire marshal take one look down your driveway and say,
my guys aren't going down there?
Or are there parts of it that just need a little more sun? Then call Affordable Tree at 970-568-6898. We can climb, cut, or trim your problems away. Specializing in defensive space, upper and lower fire mitigation, forest health, plus we can save freshly hit beetle trees. So call us at 568-6898. That's 568-6898.
Is your fireplace not running right? Do you need maintenance or a fresh new look? I'm Keith, owner and service technician.
And I'm Amy, scheduler for Abundant Flame Fireplace and Mechanical, servicing Northern Colorado.
We service all brands of gas fireplaces, freestanding and built-in, pellet stoves, and fire pits.
Call Abundant Flame Fireplace and Mechanical at 970-966-0217. Again, 970-966-0217. Or visit us on the web at abundant-flame.com.
Hey folks, as a CBD user, I can attest to its effectiveness. And now my kind CBD products are available at the station. You'll see tinctures, salves, lotions, creams, coffee, cocoa, tea, and much more. You'll even find CBD retinol cream. KHNC also carries My Kind Pet products, including shampoo and tincture, allowing your best friend to enjoy the same benefits of CBD that you do. The best prices, the best quality, and all THC-free. My Kind CBD. CBD as nature intended it.
Yeah.
We'll continue with Vladimir Putin. This is big news. It's very important. He's already considering who his next successor will be, 60-year-old Sergei Kiryenko. And now Putin had a, I think it was yesterday, he had a sit-down, I don't know with who, but he did sit down and I think visit the press in Russia. And he stated, quote, "No one can sit out the coming storm." This is his Valdai speech. No one can sit out the coming storm. Now, in the book of Ezekiel, chapter 38 and 39, it says that Russia, with a group of nations, come into the land of present-day Jordan like a storm. And it says they come upon that land like a storm. S-T-O-R-M. I'm trying to be very clear. And he states, no one can sit out the coming storm. And this is exactly the terminology in phrased this way in Ezekiel chapter 38 and 39. Russia will come like a storm upon that land. And a storm in the air, meaning it could be aerial. I know it definitely is going to be ground troops. He said, the world is entering a decade of tumult as a result of a more just world order clashes with the arbitrary hegemony of the collective West. Russian Putin, or Vladimir Putin, said on Thursday. He addressed the Valdai Discussion Club. His speech ranged from biodiversity to cancel culture, the nature of which the West has to offer, and Russia's response followed by hours of answering, responded with hours of the audience's questions being answered. Now, he stated that the United States Empire, the collective West, is they're doing everything possible to preserve world hegemony. We're not moving to world hegemony. It's already taking place. But once Russia is removed from the scene, America will control the world, or the Western world for sure, like she's never controlled it before. Remember, the Bible says that China and the Asian sisters, other nations, will not be part of Antichrist's coming system. There will be a war against Antichrist and the globalist West. Now, he said that the conflict in Ukraine and the provocations also in Taiwan are destabilizing the world in many ways. Food, energy, the markets. The U.S. and allies have been escalating tensions around the globe in recent years, especially in recent months. The RT News, they just present what Vladimir Putin is presenting to this group. And it's true, but you won't hear this on American media. He says, also quoting, ruling the world is what the so-called West has staked in this game, which is certainly dangerous. It is bloody, and he would say dirty. It denies the sovereignty of countries and peoples. That is very important. The sovereignty of countries and peoples, their identity and uniqueness, and disregards any interests in the other states. So, rules-based world order. But whose order? Whose rules? America's. What are the rules? We own the world. We make the decisions for the individuals of the world, as the peoples of the world. We, empire, will decide what is best for the nations of the world. This is basically what world hegemony is all about. And he stated that the West really doesn't have any constructive ideas or positive development. They simply have nothing to offer except the preservation of their dominance. So, I just want to begin here, and then I want to say that with starting in February of this year, what has happened is that the United States is moving forward on the plans for a new world order, for a one world government, for a world, single world currency, which there will not be. There will be two different economic systems. One in the West, America, Europe, and the colonies that the United States rules over, and then the other economy, which will be presently Russia, Brazil, China, India, and South Africa. There will be many nations that will join with that different economy. That different economy, that alternate economy, will have gold or metals trading. They will be, to a great degree, separate from the coming empire ruled by Antichrist in the West. So I just want to begin with that. Also, now yesterday I talked about, while this is occurring up in Ukraine, Eastern Europe, also there was a Israel. I told you yesterday we must watch Israel, what's happening in Israel. There was a daytime strike on the 25th of this month. Daytime, which the Israeli government, generally they don't do any strikes, any type, they don't engage during the day, especially when it involves Air Force. But for some reason, there was an airstrike on Damascus, and the Syrian state media reported that it was a rare daytime attack after a string of bombings on the capital and on other cities in recent weeks. I've discussed these other bombings. Quote, this is out of TASS. The Israeli enemy carried out, this is the, well, yeah, I'll just read it the way it is. The Israeli enemy, not, carried out an aggression with rockets from the north of the occupied Palestinian territories, targeting some points in the vicinity of the city of Damascus. I mentioned yesterday, last week, the week before that, eventually Damascus is going to be destroyed as a city. The conflict taking place in Damascus, it is the brain, it is the operation headquarters of Hezbollah, Hamas, many other terrorist groups. They are, like I stated yesterday, I am saying that they are already, there is a conspiracy amongst these nations, Lebanon, Syria, Jordan. Jordan doesn't want to be involved, I don't think. But Jordan, also, I think, to some degree, Saudi Arabia, and the Gaza Strip to the west along the Mediterranean, and the West Bank. I believe that already there is hidden talk, hidden discussion, communication with all of the Islamic terrorist groups that want to annihilate that want to annihilate Israel. There's talk, and they're going to move forward. They're going to go forward with these plans, and now they're forcing Israel to strike in the daytime. This is the way I read this. Israel is going to not. They won't wait. If they have to do something during the day, they'll do it. It does two things. It takes out whatever the enemy is up to, the terrorist groups are up to, number one. Secondly, it sends a message to these groups that are already conspiring. There is a conspiracy. They are conspiring. There is a plan. It is a secret negotiations between the terrorist groups. And the Bible says it is, it happens, it will happen, it is taking place. And Israel is making it clear, we will strike it, excuse me, in the nighttime, we will strike in the daytime. We will strike when the strike is needed. Israel will not and is not playing around with these terrorist groups that are planning an invasion. You don't have to believe me, I'm just telling you. Now, another thing is empire. Empire, this was Erdogan. Erdogan was talking about, he was speaking to CNN, and he was talking about the Washington's decision to sell arms to the island of Cyprus. There was an agreement that the U.S. would not sell arms to anyone in that island, but they are doing it. Earlier this month, the U.S. State Department announced that for the fiscal year 2023, it will suspend a long-standing ban on the sale of U.S. weapons to the Republic of Cyprus, stating the country had met the necessary conditions. The U.S. noted that the restrictions will stay lifted as long as Cyprus cooperates with Washington in its anti-money laundering regulations and continues to deny Russian military vessels access to its ports. Erdogan stated he blasted the move, said that Washington overlooked and encourages the steps by the Cypriot-Greek duo that threatened peace and stability in the eastern Mediterranean. The Turkish leader stated that lifting the arms ban would lead to armament race, an armament race, and hinder efforts to reach a peace deal on the island. Will we stand by? No, we cannot, the president said, noting that Turkey already has over 35,000 troops on the island and will reinforce them with land, naval, aerial weapons, and ammunition and vehicles. Excuse me. So, this is another continued strategy of the U.S. to not only break diplomatic promises that took place during the Carter administration, which would not allow the negotiations which were made by Clinton early in his administration to not even attempt to bring some of the NATO nations that are now NATO nations to not expand NATO nations toward Russia. Well, that promise was broken. Now we have another one that is broken. I think another promise that's going to be broken in the future is, as much as the United States would like to protect Taiwan, South Korea, Japan, it may be they may not be able to protect them as China continues to build and amass this great army that she is just now. Xi Jinping has made the decision to begin to rebuild and to expand the military personnel in China. We'll be back in a few minutes. Rick Rodriguez, 1360KHNC.com for podcasts.
This is Kevin LaRusso from Common Nonsense, sponsored by Mac Equipment. If you want to hear more of me, you can listen to me every morning, 7 to 9 a.m., Monday through Friday, only on 1360 KHNC, The Roar of the Rockies.
Hey guys, Tommy with Revo Knives. Wanted to let you know that we're bringing our knives laser engraved here for 1360 KHNC. You can pick them up at 2 South Parish Avenue here in Johnstown at their radio station. They're laser engraved with their logo. We're really proud to partner with them and have our Revo knives on display, all for you guys to carry with your EDC rotation. Certainly can't underestimate the quality or the value you get for the money. Stop by and see them today or pick one up at RevoKnives.com.
As the economy collapses, are you prepared to provide even basic essentials for your family? I teach urban survival training course that arms you with hundreds of skills and hacks to keep you and yours going when everyone else gives up. Food and water are only the beginning. Call the station at 970-587-5003. Again, 970-587-5003 and ask for the Rev. January 22nd saw Northern Colorado invaded by thousands of Second Amendment patriots going to the new PE Gun Show facility at the Greeley Mall. Gone are the days of the crowded facility and limited products. Patrons shopped hundreds of tables filled with all the items you expect at a premier event show. For future show dates, CCW training, or seller reservations, visit PEShows.com. That's PEShows.com for more info. The new 90,000 square foot Premier Events Expo Center, located at Greeley Mall off Highway 34, is a perfect indoor space to plan your next event. Weddings, graduations, concerts, or fairs, this space can accommodate. For leasing information, contact PEShows.com or call them at 970-663-9101. That's PEShows.com, 970-663-9101.
Medicare annual enrollment is right around the corner. It starts October 15th and ends December 7th. If you're not happy with your current plan or would like to see what else is available, please give Anita McAllister a call at 970-515-6882 to chat or schedule a no-cost, no-obligation appointment. I don't offer every plan available in your area. Any information I provide is limited to the plans I do offer. Please contact Medicare.gov or 1-800-MEDICARE to get information on all your options.
As 1360 continues to grow, we want to know what our listeners think. Tell us what you like. Tell us what you don't like. Give us your feedback. Go to 1360khnc.com and hit the contact button and give us your thoughts.
And another something else I want to present. Remember, Monday through Friday, 2 to 3 for the Present Truth program. Sunday, 9 to noon for the Olive Tree and Lampstand Ministry Radio Church program. One thing I do on the, I have been talking about on the Sunday program, is you see, there will come a time when Christ, the churches, when Christ came, when he came initially, there was the initial gospel that was being preached at that time to change the world for the next 2,000 years. And it was a gospel of peace, where Christ came to bring peace to each individual in his heart and to the world as much as possible, and the gospel of Christ did do that. That was the beginning. But there is an end. There will be an end to the work of the Christian people. That time is nearing its end. Within the next 7-8 years, the work of the Christian churches, 9 years maybe, will be finished. And they began the concept of Christian churches through time, and that time is coming to an end. So we're closing out the age. We're ending the time of Satan's rule on the earth. And when that, as that time draws near, there will be, Israel will take out all of her enemies and the terrorist nations around Israel. Following that war, Russia will descend like a storm upon the mountains of Israel in present-day Jordan, along with other nations. When that war is finished, there's going to be 7 years of what the Bible, what we Christians call tribulation. What we're in right now, it is hardship. It is not tribulation. But there's going to come a time when the world will be in what God, Christ called tribulation. And then at the second half of that tribulation, Antichrist will be, he'll be in position before his full period of total power over the Western nations. He only has total power for 7 years roughly, but he has great, great power in the last 3.5 years. And so we're closing out this time period that Christ has been gone. He is seated in the heavens, but he is coming back on the clouds of one final time to judge the wicked. Now, Xi Jinping, his new generals, he won his third term. And he said that these new generals, they're going to offer cohesion. This is out of channelnewsasia.com. Channelnewsasia.com. Xi's new generals, they offer cohesion over China's possible Taiwan plans. Don't think that China is not going to go forward with the plans to take over present-day Taiwan. No, those plans are being delayed, but the time will come when China will be successful. Xi Jinping, the new generals, they've been selected for their political loyalty to him. And those ties could serve at least one vital military purpose in any Taiwan invasion plan. They would ensure cohesion and decisiveness. The Central Military Commission would forge and execute the battle plan. And these new generals, they were appointed to the top command body on the 23rd, which was last Sunday of October. Xi said that China would never promise to give up the use of force to take control of the self-ruled island, Taiwan. This is in the Bible. It will happen. I'm afraid that eventually China will, for the most part, be able to, from the north, North Korea dropping across the border into Taiwan, from the south, in the sea, China will attack with naval vessels. And can it be stopped? I don't think so. Then the next target would be Japan. If the United States should decide to change policies to keep Taiwan secure, South Korea secure, and Japan secure, those nations would most likely, they would agree to use their might with China to move to the Middle East. There's going to be a war with the unipolar world and the multipolar world, or simply the Asian sisters, the Asian nations, other nations of the world. Nations from Africa will send their armies to Armageddon. It's a war against God himself. That war at Armageddon, also for the Christian people, don't think it's just bullets or bombs. No, no. The forces that end up in Armageddon, there will be great occult power in that war. It won't be just, there'll be an occult influence, Antichrist and his occult armies descending upon that region. China also with its occult armies. And within Islam, there is a very powerful occult aspect to Islam. And you can talk to people that understand Islam, and they will tell you that many of those in Islam are in secret societies such as Freemasonry. So it's not just going to be, it's going to be spiritual battle as well as a military conflict. So there were these security analysts and attachés that said that Russia's Ukrainian quagmire has proven to China how quickly they need to build up and execute. They're building their army. Russia has just stated that they're going to mobilize 1.2 million people in Russia. China can mobilize close to a billion. These from children as young as 14 years of age. In the next 7 years, these children will be prime for coming west on the One Belt Road. And they're already indoctrinated. And then there's going to be, what we better not forget, AI technology through genetic manipulation and cloning. Rick Rodriguez will be back in a few minutes. The Present Truth, 1360KHNC.com for podcasts.
Did you get some mud on your pants?
Did you get a little spaghetti sauce on your shirt?
Did you get shed on by your dog?
I had on clean underwear. Clean underwear. Yeah, my mama would have been.
Well, if so, call New Method Cleaners, Northern Colorado's oldest dry cleaners. Located in Severance and Fort Collins, you can reach them at 970-775-0623. That's 970-775-0623.
Hi, this is Mike Morris, owner of Warriors Revolution Tactical in Longmont. At Warriors Revolution, we have the largest selection of tactical gear and ammo in Northern Colorado. But what many people may not know is that we now sell firearms. And even despite the recent run on firearms and ammunition, we have plenty of product in the store, including ARs, AKs, Glocks, SIGs, HK, and more. And don't forget all the bulk ammunition at the best prices in town. Need to do a private firearms transfer? We can do that too. I am a veteran of the United States Marine Corps, and our team is made up of veterans and security experts, not a bunch of salesmen. Our team is trained and fought with much of the actual equipment we sell. And one thing you should know is that we support the foundations and principles this great country was founded upon. So if you need tactical gear, ammo, firearms, AR parts or upgrades, and even survival accessories, stop by and visit us on Ken Pratt Boulevard and Bowen Street in Longmont, or visit warriorsrevolution.com. That's warriorsrevolution.com.
KHNC is proud to carry MyKind CBD products. Products include cocoa, top shelf tinctures, hemp salve, moisturizing lotions, and retinol cream. They also have pet tincture and hemp shampoo for a healthy coat and skin. To see all the CBD products we carry, visit the station at 2 South Parish or check us out online. Go to 1360KHNC.com, click on the shop button.
Tactical Civics at TacticalCivics.com. We the people, for the first time in a long time, are joining together to enforce what we stipulate in the Constitution. It is proper law enforcement. Whether you're old, young, or too busy, America needs you. You can be a part of the people's grand jury or militia. The Republicans are not going to save us. It's up to us now to do what we should have been doing all along. Join us at TacticalCivics.com.
So China is building and has planned, and Xi has made the decision to build the military, the troops. It may be that China will not be able, to bring troops through the ocean or even in the air, and it appears as if the scripture says that China has to march from the east to the west on the One Belt Road. I've mentioned before that right now that the One Belt Road is basically stopped right there at the southern Russian border. Once Russia is removed from the scene, which is going to happen, then China will be able to continue to build that road. They're attempting to, you know, they want, the plans are all the way into Italy, into Europe, but they're going to have to deviate and go a little further south into the area of Israel, into the Middle East. So that is what Xi is planning, and we're witnessing it. We are witnessing prophetic fulfillment. I know it's difficult to believe, to imagine, to even think that we are that close to Armageddon, but we are. I believe we are. I think we're 7-8 years, almost maybe 9 years out, maximum. I don't think with what is happening in Ukraine and the escalation and the plans to escalate, then with what the beginnings of conflict in the Middle East, Israel, every day is doing something to stop the conspiracy of these terrorist groups in that region from putting their plans in place to attack Israel. Israel is going to be attacked. Israel will respond. Israel is going to be completely successful when that attack takes place. And Israel will know when Damascus is destroyed. We know that Israeli conflict is probably close to being completed. It won't be a long, long drawn out war. I doubt it will take more than a week or two, I would assume, not much more than that. Because this time, Israel's resolve is to hit hard, get it finished quickly. The less casualties for the civilian population and the military, the better. Then that's going to force Russia to forget about Ukraine and decide with other nations. When you attack and you are successful against the Islamic forces, the Muslim forces, Iran will be involved. Turkey will be involved. Some of the other nations that are heavily with heavy Muslim populations, Libya, Syria, they will be involved. This won't be just an attack against these nations, Iran, Russia, Turkey. No, it will actually also be considered to be an attack against the Islamic religion. So that will probably, it will be a short, quick war, and then Russia will attack. You know, in the future, once Russia is no longer part of the scene, China will have absolute, they're clear already. There'll be more clarity that China must prepare to stop America. The hegemonic plan of America to move and to use Western European nations and NATO nations to occupy Central Asia. But eventually, all of the plans of the United States military in the time of Antichrist, those plans are not going to be so much north as they're going to be south into the Middle East. And there will become a time, according to the Bible, where Antichrist, his plans are to move into Syria, but he will move into Israel, into Jerusalem. Already, the plans for the new coming global order, the plans are shifting from the U.S., NATO, I'm sorry, the UN, or Denver. Denver's going to be one central command center for sure, other centers throughout the country. But eventually, the main direction that the globalists will go will be Israel. That is where they want to set up this new global government. And that will be the new direction they're going to take. They're already moving that direction. We just don't know it yet. They know it. They're concealing it. And they're going to be forced. They may not want to put the new, let's say, global center in Jerusalem. They're going to be forced to. And Jerusalem, it says in the Bible, it's going to be I'm trying to remember exactly how it phrased it, a center of contention, so to speak. The whole world will be focused on Israel, and Israel will become a cup of trembling. People just think of Jerusalem, not Israel. Jerusalem is a cup of trembling, and the nations that are heading that direction to take over Jerusalem, they're going to know there are going to be some serious consequences, because they're fighting the God of heaven, who they will know exists. We'll be back to finish out this week in just a few minutes. Rick Rodriguez.
KHNC, my truck broke down. I knew it was time to get a new one. And I knew there was only one place I was going to go, Steve and Mike over at the Ramsey Auto Group. So I gave them a call at 970-443-5654, and I went down to their new location at 6175 West 10th Street in Greeley. They gave me a tremendous trade-in value for my old truck, which didn't even run. And then they set me up with a new truck that I love. The process was seamless and easy. They took great care of me. Ramsey Auto Group in Greeley, 970-443-5654.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
800-989-0233. 800-989-0233. 800-989-0233. That's 800-989-0233.
No people will tamely surrender their liberties, nor can any be easily subdued when knowledge is diffused and virtue is preserved. On the contrary, when people are universally ignorant and debauched in their manners, they will sink under their own weight without the aid of foreign invaders. Samuel Adams.
Here's a little song I wrote. You might want to sing it note for note. Don't worry, be happy. In every life we have some.
Hopefully a quick overview may help to understand how what is happening and the plans of these presidents of these nations, the conflict between the West and the East, not just the West and the East, but the West and all of the other nations that were basically associated with the BRICS network, and the Arab nations in the Middle East are also leaning more toward Vladimir Putin's policies and what his strategies, then they're beginning to separate and drift away from empire's objectives, because they know that, just like with they're watching what's happening in Europe, they're watching America control the Western European nations and the NATO nations, the Arab nations, nations in Africa, in South America, Central America, even Mexico. They're watching America control and hold hostage these nations in Europe, Central Europe, Western Europe. These other nations, they look at the overall picture. They look at the big picture. We're not used to that. We look at what happens in our little micro world, in our city where we live, in the region where we are, in the country. We don't see things the way that the leaders of the world see things, because the nations are going to be affected by every policy the United States makes, every agreement that the United States makes with any nation. These nations have to watch, because once there are agreements made with America, America can control these nations. This has always been a pattern. This has always been, this is the way it's been. It's continuing to be that way too. I mean, it's going to continue. That will be the not pattern. That's going to be what happens in the future. Now, I want to also mention that at the end of the world, there will be, the citizens of the world will be sick. The answer is natural remedies. If you can get your hold of them, if you can study what they do, natural herbs, things of this, plants, this is the way that God says that He's going to heal the nations from the sicknesses at the end of the world, through the leaves of the trees. The leaves of the trees are very powerful. Nutrition is the way of the future, not pharmaceuticals. When Christ returns, I know that the pharmaceutical companies are going to be upset, but they already know. When Christ returns, the rule of the pharmaceutical countries and these rulers of the world will come to an end. The future will not be any longer. There will not be pharmaceutical companies in the future. The natural plants of the field, the leaves of the trees, are the direction that the world will go for the healing of the nations. May the God of peace be with you this weekend. May the Prince of Peace keep you and bless you. We'll talk to you Sunday if you tune in, 9 to noon, for the Olive Tree and Lampstand Ministry Radio Church. If not, we'll see you next Monday. The Prince of Peace bless your weekend. Talk to you next week.
Reasons to own gold. Reason number one.
Culturally, the golden rule is treating others as you want to be treated. But financially, the golden rule is those that have the gold make the rules. When you retire, make sure you can write your rules. Call the Patriot Trading Group at 800-951-0592 or visit our website at allamericangold.com.
Tyler here at Hornback Landscaping and Junk Removal LLC. We take care of all of your landscaping needs. New landscape and hardscape install, maintenance, snow removal, fall and spring cleanup. We also do junk and trash haul away as well. We are your one-stop shop for anything outdoors. We pride ourselves in quality from start to finish. That means communication, customer service, and final product. We want you to take as much pride in your yard as we do in our work. Come check us out at hornbacklandscaping.com. You can also contact us at 970-966-5665 or at hornbacklandscaping@gmail.com. Thank you.
You're listening to the Roar of the Rockies, KHNC, 1360 AM, Johnstown, Greeley, Loveland, Fort Collins.